This project should not be a personal. It should be taken away from the sun. Really, the sun is a tiny factor. The central issue is a political monarchy, a life presidency, and then transiting in a political monarchy. You know,
is that
really
what you're accusing?
Terribly common African story. There is nothing strange about it. So people should not seem as if they are hearing this for the first time. They are scattered everywhere. Once a system is decadent and perverse, and a person who has been in power for 30 years, they start playing God. You can.
But you've been part of that system for nearly as long,
yes,
nearly those 30
I have.
Years.
I have. But you see, this is the point. This is the point of saying enough is enough. Because you see, in a system like that, you are never allowed to leave because you are virtually a captive. If you follow my history, I've tried many times to leave. I have stood up to this system in 1994. Because of the subversive nature of this president, he undermined all that process.
But why wouldn't he want officers to retire?
He can't, because he uses the military. He uses the military as an institution which is not ordinarily used as a prison. Nobody would suspect it. It's very difficult to get unless you are there. This is a new.
But his ambition was to professionalize the armies and this
you
part
see, this
of
is
it.
What, this is the tragedy of it. But what happens is that once you are in the military and you think you have the capacity to be anything else, you are never released from the military. So we have a situation where you have everybody going in, nobody goes out. Assimilation without rejection, it's a very dangerous process. So we are clogged up with old men. We are clogged up with people who are not useful. Uganda is a country where we have something called akatebe. Akatebe means sitting on a chair with no job, but being paid for it. And why? So that you are kept there, contained by military law. So he's using it for political purposes. He's using it as a political weapon. Like he's using other institutions which he has destroyed, like parliament. Parliament is supposed to stand up and make sure that he's accountable to the people. But he has subdued the parliament. It does not matter how he perpetuates himself.
But the government
whether
has
through
denied,
himself
has denied
or
this.
His son. He hasn't denied it. He hasn't come out. Since all this debate came up, he hasn't come up to say, this is a lie.
But basically, so you're implying that there's very little room for change in the country.
I don't see it. We've tried it for the last 27 years, almost 30 years. But every safeguard we put in is subverted. We are beginning to have a new narrative in the country. We are beginning to discuss other options.
What other options would you, what other solutions would
you have? No, but before I come to the options, because you see, what are the dangers? Because the options must come from the dangers we are facing as a country. If you look at even Uganda as it is, because of the corruption and so on, you hear about the economy and so on. Our middle class is so nice, it's so tiny. They say private sector is the engine of growth. There is nothing. Because of the corruption and so on, there is no job creation. Agriculture, which employs 89% of the population, it gets maybe 4%.
You've laid out a litany of problems
yes.
in the country, but some
yes.
government officials are saying that you are someone who's disgruntled because you have presidential ambitions.
Yeah, but how many times have I enumerated when I have stood up to Mr. Museveni? If they can, my presidential ambitions, if they can stop Mr. Museveni and his unconstitutional project, so be it. I have no regrets for that. And in a case, really, seriously speaking, a general, a four-star general.
So you're not ruling it out?
Why should I? A four-star general without ambitions, you must be in a wrong place. Who gave Mr. Museveni the right to rule over us forever?
Well, he argues he has got a mandate from the people. He's
How many
so.
Presidents have you had who have been impeached in the middle of their presidency?
That but, we must but, live but with let's him? Say, if the situation is not conducive for elections, then what is the solution?
The solution is simple. What do you do with the dictators? That's the unfortunate bit.
But there's a fear
you know,
of taking
our,
Uganda
no,
back
no, no,
to
no, no.
what
our
people went through
no, no, no.
years
we
ago.
We are very clear. Our Constitution, Article 3, first of all, Article 1 says Uganda belongs to all of us, to all the people. That's a very, very fundamental article. Now, anyone who subverts that must be removed. But Article 3 says anyone who abrogates, subverts, or in any way threatens this Constitution should be resisted using all means necessary.